You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my last guests today are Tristan Knutson-Lombardo and Mo Michaels. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Hi, Shelley. Hey.
Yeah. Hello, and thanks for joining me. And today you're both here to talk about the Juno Nordic Ski Team. I don't know how the snow is at this point, but it was looking pretty good in the last couple of weeks. Did you guys get out and enjoy it?
We are on skis. Yes, there is snow to be skied on. A lot of it.
That's great to hear. All right, so let's start with a little bit of background. Who or what is the Juno Nordic Ski Team? And Mo, would you like to go first? And then Tristan, I'll let you chime in.
Yeah, that's a great question. The Juno Nordic Ski Team is one part of our youth Nordic programming. And I think that's a good clarification. We've had youth Nordic programming going on in Juno for about 23 years, which is super exciting. In the past, we've partnered with 4-H to make that happen, and they've helped us grow and become what we are today. And now we're partnered with the ski club directly so that all of our Nordic programming is under one banner in town. And so we have the Nordic Ski Team, like you mentioned. We have a high school group that's part of that team, and we have a middle school group that's part of that team. And then we also have a junior Nordic, which used to be called the 4-H Recreational Sunday Program, and now is just junior Nordic.
That's nice. I like the rebranding efforts there. And Mo, what's your role on the ski team? How are you involved?
Yeah, it's a great question. I am the Youth Nordic Program Coordinator, and this year Tristan came on and we were co-coordinators in that position, which is super exciting. We've expanded and so now there's two of us to make all that happen.
All right. Well, Tristan, how's it going so far?
It's been great. Our high school program, we're just about to wrap up our second week of skiing. We started the beginning of November. And typically this time of year, we do what we call dry land, which means that we don't have any snow yet. And so we're like running on trails and using our poles and bounding and jumping over things and doing abs and doing all these really fun, great things that aren't skiing and that we don't love as much as skiing. So this year we just lucked out, we got snow. And so last week Mo and I were like, oh my gosh, we need to get skis out to everybody, which is a great problem to have. So our high school program is up in skiing. Actually after this call, we're gonna rush over to practice. And then we are just looking ahead to getting our middle school program up and running, and then our junior Nordic, our elementary program, later down the line. And don't be fooled by this little spat of wet weather we're having here. There are groomed trails to ski on right now, and it's looking like a great winter for Nordic skiing. And so it's a great year for us to expand our youth programming.
Yes, I think all of Juno is happy to hear that there's some snow out there and skiing to be had. One of the things you wanted to talk about today is registration for your upcoming season. So I have some questions about that. It sounds like you've already started with some of your teams and the other teams will be starting later. What do you want our listeners to know about today? Tristan, you can start this time.
Yeah, so we do. So as Mo mentioned, we have our three different age group programs. For the high school program, we have started. You know, we would say that if you are listening in and you are in high school or you know someone in high school that wants to join the team, we'd say we'd certainly welcome you. We want you to join sooner rather than later because our season has started and we can catch you up. But we also are in the midst of enrolling for our middle school program. We're going to have two sessions this year. The first session starts November 30th. So we'll do a parent meeting, and the next day we'll do some gear checkout, and then we'll get on snow skiing. And Mo, I don't know, how many spots available do we have left in that? Do you know off the top of your head?
We're full.
We're full. Just kidding. Well, so we're full for that, but there is a wait list. And so we do, if that session works for you, get on the wait list, because if we do lose skiers, we will slide people in. And that's the only way we know to slide you in is if you get on the wait list. There's no cost to join our wait list. And then our second session for middle school is going to start end of January. And so there are a few spots, but we have had extraordinary interest in our middle school program. We've never had a middle school only program before, which is great. So we do want people to, if they're interested, get on the Juno Nordic Ski Club website and find the registration link. And if that does end up filling up, again, there will be a wait list, and we really encourage people to hop on the wait list, because family plans will change. And if we're going to slide people in, that's how we know who to slide in next.
This is all really good information, especially for anyone who may have missed out this year but wants to get in on it next year. What can students expect if they enroll in this program, or if they join the team? What's the investment like, the gear, the time commitment, things like that? Mo, I'll let you go first this time.
Yeah, so our middle school program, we have a sliding fee scale. So we'll give the upfront cost of what we expect this season to cost for each skier, and then families contribute what they can towards that. So that's, you know, in lieu of doing scholarships, that's what we've decided to do. We also rent gear to families, and so you don't have to own your own skis to participate. We will rent you skis, boots, poles, and get you all set up to be on snow. And we do that at a pretty low rental cost. I believe it's $60 a pair, or $120 for both sets of skis, boots, and poles to ski with us for the year. And obviously, you can then use those on days when we're not practicing, and we hope you do. Then we, you know, our middle school program is going to meet 3 days a week. And you can expect that you'll be playing games and learning more technique. And then we're going to have you competing in a couple community races or participating in some events. So quite the array of things, but super fun.
Tristan, anything to add to that?
I would add that we, one of the great things about Nordic skiing is it's a fairly easy sport to access. And we don't expect people to come, young people to come with skiing experience. You certainly are welcome to bring it, but if you don't, we're equipped and ready to help teach the basics of skiing. And the great part is when you're working with middle schoolers, elementary schoolers, even youth in high school, that you pick up skiing really fast, and you, in the course of a winter, it's amazing to see the growth and development. And it's something, like Mo said, we make sure we provide gear if people need that. And that we really encourage people to get out on their own. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, our goal is that we're fostering an interest and passion, a lifelong kind of interest in Nordic skiing that our young people will take with them wherever they go in life, and that it's a great way to get outside and recreate and socialize, especially during this time of COVID-19. It's really, really important. Shelley, I was listening to the story that K2, you all aired on the youth mental health crisis in our community right now.
Yeah.
And so being able to gather young people together, especially the 12, 13, 14 age range, is so important right now. And the safest place we can do that is outside. We have pretty strict protocol, COVID protocol, that we're following with our practices. You know, we wear masks, we do symptom screening. We just talk a lot about what it means to be healthy and safe during this time of COVID. And so this is just one more opportunity for us to make sure that our young people are getting socially engaged in a really safe and healthy way.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. It's very important to be active and be outside and be together in the ways that are safe right now to do so. So very good points there. I'm just curious, since you guys are mostly at capacity and seems like it's extremely popular and in demand right now, how many students are you managing on your teams?
Yeah, our high school team is at about 25 kids right now. And like Tristan said, we actually have a little bit of room left on that team. And so if there is anybody interested, they should reach out and we'll get them started. Our middle school group, we're going to reach probably about 40 different families, we offer the option to be in both our sessions or just one. And so right now we have a few slots left in our second session. And then we haven't opened up our registration for our elementary school program. So families should be looking ahead for that. It will come out in the beginning of December. And that program will probably have open to about 40 participants. And so altogether, we'll be offering programming to over 100 kids. I realize that we're at capacity and that for some things, and that there's more interest, I think, we found than we can serve. And I would just encourage families to become members of the ski club, the Juneau Nordic Ski Club, and like their page on Facebook, because there will be a series of community events this year. And there will be an effort to just try and engage people outside on skis. And so even if you can't be part of our program, you can be part of that community. And it's a great way for families and kids, like Tristan was saying, to get out, to have fun, and to see other people. So,
yeah. And it's a quite a large group of students that the two of you are dealing with. Do you accept volunteer help to keep the program running?
We have an amazing group of volunteer and assistant coaches, and we get people who email us and say, hey, I'd love to help out or be a coach or volunteer however I can. And we couldn't do it without all the great assistant coaches that we have. We're looking at between our various programs, going to be meeting 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, depending on the age group, the time of day, the location. We're trying to be really good community partners, and we don't have a ton of ski trails or kilometers available to us, especially depending on what the weather does. And so we want to make sure we share the trails appropriately with our fellow skiers here in Juneau. And one of the ways we can do that is by having a great slew of volunteer coaches that can say, great, I can do middle school on Tuesday, or I can do high school on Saturday, and that we can kind of space our groups out and spread apart. And we have a lot of people that are just willing to, they have an interest, a passion in Nordic skiing and cross country skiing, and they want to share that with young people. And that's the energy that we want.
Mo, anything to add to that?
If you're listening and you want to be part of that crew, just contact Tristan and I and we'll set you up.
Excellent.
I will also share, Shelley, that aside from the team, the other thing that, and I think I can say this, is that the ski club it's a volunteer organization, and they do the majority of the grooming of our Nordic trails here in town. And it's a huge undertaking, and we do an amazing job maintaining places like Montana Creek, the Mendenhall Campground, Eagle Beach Campground, the Mendenhall Lake when it's frozen. And 7 days a week, there are volunteers that show up no matter the weather, and they get out and groom what they can. They are fixing broken equipment. And so if that's also somewhere where you feel like you have an interest, I know that there is a need there for volunteers to help with our grooming efforts, because it is 100% volunteer run and organized.
And I know so many of us are super grateful for that effort. I mean, it really is such a labor of love.
Yes.
Well, Tristan and Mo, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm glad that cross-country ski season is here, and I loved hearing about the Nordic ski team. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share today before we say goodbye? Mo, I'll let you go first.
I think just encouraging people to become members of our ski club, and in that way, tap into this huge community of skiers that we have in whatever way it is that will work for you. This winter is going to be really fun. I think we're all looking forward to it. And skiing is just such an important and healthy way for us to see each other and to be outside and be healthy this year. So, I'm just excited, and I hope to see everybody out on the trails.
Thanks, Mo. And Tristan, you get the last word.
What Mo said.
All right. Well, we got some snow in the forecast and some cold temperatures on the way, so I think you guys are going to be all set for the next couple weeks. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Shelley. I hope we see you on the trail.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Take care.